I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday. That means we look at some business headlines making news in Central Kentucky. Joining me on the phone again today is the executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
I want to talk to you today, Mark, about this whole City Hall business. Of course, the Lexington-Fayette-Urban County government has been in the old Phoenix Hotel for a long time. They have looked at various ways of relocating or perhaps getting a new City Hall. And there's a little bit of new news to that.
There has been discussion that the city might get a new City Hall as the Moribund Centerpoint project comes back to life. There was discussion back in August when some new developers came into the picture. In August, as the city was threatening to have the web companies fill their three-story deep hole back in because there'd been no activity, then we had an announcement that these new developers had come on the scene. And one of the things that they talked about was doing a project that would include a landmark City Hall as the centerpiece.
Now, Lexington Mayor Jim Gray is saying there is by no means no deal, no quid pro quo. As a matter of fact, the city is very close to hiring a consultant to solve this problem.
That was part of their discussion on Tuesday when the council met. They took a preliminary step to hiring a company named Jones Lang LaSalle. I believe they're based in Cincinnati but have offices just all over the country to do a due diligence study of the city's options for a city hall and take a close look at this proposal to have a city hall be part of the successor to what we've been calling Centerpoint for the last 7 or 8 years. The city is in a little touchy situation here. They have to kind of finesse this through because these developers for this Centerpoint apparently are discussing this and trying to line up their financing. Well, on Tuesday at the council meeting, council member Richard Maloney brought it up to the mayor that he's been talking to several bankers around town who seem to think that the city hall definitely will be part of the financing. And he asked the mayor, hey, has the city committed to this? But the mayor said absolutely not, that there is no commitment. And like I said, there's a finessing of this deal that has to take place, because to line up the financing, you have to have a pretty good commitment of where the money is going to come from. And in this case, it would be rent from city government for a nice new city hall, which they do need. The old hotel they're in is 95 years old, and they are spending additional hundreds of thousands of dollars on energy and other costs that would not be necessary if they were in a modern, efficient building. But the mayor said there is no locked-in deal yet, and this study that Jones Lang LaSalle does would be a step towards moving towards that and finding out if it is a good deal for the city.
Okay, if it's not Centerpoint, where else could there in the future be a new city hall?
The city has looked at different options for where they might build or place a new city hall downtown for years. And at Tuesday's meeting, it was mentioned that there have been at least two previous studies assessing the city's options, but those would now be 6, 8, 10 years old, and so the city needs new information on what its best options is. But one piece of property that might be a target is right behind the current city government building on the property between Vine and Main or even just Water Street that is now parking, and that would be a good location to build a new city hall.
Of course, we are talking years in advance here. It's going to be a while before anything gets shaken out.
Yes, it will take a while. This just putting together this financing is a long, complicated process if it's being done in the private sector, and nobody sees the city sitting around with the $60 million that it was estimated the new city hall would cost in the Newberry administration. the new players, Bridgeton Holdings and Tim Collins, the number that was mentioned in August that they are thinking of developing this property with was $166 million. And at that time, when they came in, they said they had spent 6 months assessing the or analyzing the potential financial viability of taking over the project. And they did take it over. It's going to take a while to get all the finances put together and then to move forward. I would think that Bridgeton, because they are a New York City equity investment firm, they would seemingly have access to capital markets that local developers would not. So we're seeing some signs of progress.
We'll have to wrap it up right now. That's executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green. He's been our guest again today on the business side. Have a great week ahead.
You too, Alan. Always nice to be with you.